by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi rahman ar-rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabij Allah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Let's begin this morning by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Remember, whilst the Quran is being recited, we must give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran, as well as this, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you can gain. So many viewers, please make good intentions. Make as many good intentions as possible, and inshallah, you shall gain more reward. Many viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
وَهَذَا صِرَاطُ رَبِّكَ مُسْتَقِيمًا.
اور یہ تمہارے رب کی سیدھی راہ ہے.
قَدْ فَصَّلَّ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَذَّكَّرُونَ.
ہم نے آیتیں مفصل بیان کر دی نصیحت ماننے والوں کے لیے.
لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
ان کے لیے سلامتی کا گھر ہے اپنے رب کے یہاں, اور وہ ان کا مولا ہے, یہ ان کے کاموں کا پھل ہے.
وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ قَدِ اسْتَكْثَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْإِنسِ وَقَالَ أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمْ مِنَ الْإِنسِ رَبَّنَا اسْتَمْتَعَ بَعْضُنَا بِبَعْضٍ وَبَلَغْنَا أَجَلَنَا الَّذِي اجلت لنا.
اور جس دن ان سب کو اٹھائے گا اور فرمائے گا, اے جن کے گروہ, تم نے بہت آدمی گھیر لیے, اور ان کے دوست آدمی عرض کریں گے, اے ہمارے رب, ہم میں ایک نے دوسرے سے فائدہ اٹھایا اور ہم اپنی اس میعاد کو پہنچ گئے جو تو نے ہمارے لیے مقرر فرمائی تھی.
قال النار مثواكم خالدين فيها الا ما شاء الله ان ربك حكيم عليم.
فرمائے گا, آگ تمہارا ٹھکانہ ہے, ہمیشہ اس میں رہو مگر جسے خدا چاہے. اے محبوب, بے شک تمہارا رب حکمت والا علم والا ہے.
وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
اور یوں ہی ہم ظالموں میں ایک کو دوسرے پر مسلط کرتے ہیں بدلہ ان کے کیے کا.
يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِي وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا.
اے جنوں اور آدمیوں کے گروہ, کیا تمہارے پاس تم میں کے رسول نہ آئے تھے تم پر میری آیتیں پڑھتے اور تمہیں یہ دن دیکھنے سے ڈراتے؟
قالوا شہدنا علی أنفسنا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين.
کہیں گے ہم نے اپنی جانوں پر گواہی دی اور انہیں دنیا کی زندگی نے فریب دیا اور خود اپنی جانوں پر گواہی دیں گے کہ وہ کافر تھے.
ذلك ان لم يكن ربك مهلك القرى بظلم واهلها غافلون.
یہ اس لیے کہ تیرا رب بستیوں کو ظلم سے تباہ نہیں کرتا کہ ان کے لوگ بے خبر ہوں.
ولكل درجات مما عملوا.
اور ہر ایک کے لیے ان کے کاموں سے درجے ہیں.
وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ.
اور تیرا رب ان کے اعمال سے بے خبر نہیں.
وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِيُّ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ.
اور اے محبوب تمہارا رب بے پرواہ ہے رحمت والا.
اِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ وَيَسْتَخْلِفْ مِن بَعْدِكُمْ مَا يَشَاءُ كَمَا أَنشَأَكُمْ مِن ذُرِّيَّةِ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ.
اے لوگو وہ چاہے تو تمہیں لے جائے اور جسے چاہے تمہاری جگہ لائے جیسے تمہیں اوروں کی اولاد سے پیدا کیا.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. دی ویوز آف دی چینل رائز اینڈ شائن. الحمدللہ عز وجل. وی ہیو لسنڈ ٹو دی گلوریس قرآن. مسلمز بک از دی گلوریس قرآن. That Quran which was given for hidayah, for guidance, for all of Muslims, is the Quran, my dear viewers. So, you know, sadly we call ourselves Muslims, but we don't read the Quran. This is a sad reality which we are facing, that we don't read the Quran, we don't know what's in the Quran, what's not in the Quran. Many times we'll say, oh yes, it says something like this in the Quran, doesn't it, that this happens. And you think, no, in the Quran? And why is this? This is because of a lack of understanding or general of reading the Quran. Generally, if you were to, you know, read the Quran regularly, my dear viewers, you would have a good understanding of which things are in the Quran, which things are not in the Quran, which things you can attribute to the Quran, which things you can't attribute towards the Quran. But we must read the Quran for this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to read the Quran al-Kareem, to read it regularly. And as well as this, my dear viewers of the channel, to also have knowledge of the Quran, to learn from the Quran, to act upon the necessities, the rudimentary, the fundamental aspects, pillars, or the, what do you call them? Yes, the pillars set out within the glorious Quran, the rulings given to us within the glorious Quran, my dear viewers of the channel. Let's inshallah have a strong habit that inshallah we shall try to act upon the glorious Quran, act upon the ahadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now remember, there's a Quran which is one, and there's the second is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now some will think, yeah, they are separate, they are different, that's true, but they are not separate, my dear viewers. They go hand in hand. The sunnah is the explanation of the glorious Quran. The sunnah is the life, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran was also given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Quran, it tells us to pray, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us how to pray. So there's no such thing as differentiating these two things or separating these two things. No, they are together, my dear viewers. They come hand in hand. We require the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which explain to us, which describe to us the meaning of the glorious Quran. So these are two things, my dear viewers, which we must, and we've been told to hold fast to, the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. My dear viewers, but something else, something which is of great importance, and this is what love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. So in order to increase our love, something which we regularly do is not, remember, a person regularly mentions those things which he loves. The things which a person loves, a person says regularly, speaks about, let's just say it's another person, they speak about them so much. It shows the love this person has for that individual. And it's said, my dear viewers of Inshallah, that the more you speak, it shows the amount a person loves this, whether it be a person, whether it be a thing. And Alhamdulillah, that person, he praises it too. So my dear viewers of Inshallah, Alhamdulillah, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should regularly recite salawat, durood, upon the greatest of mankind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one form of this is in poetry form, which is known also as a Na'at Sharif. So let's inshallah begin this morning by listening to, after having listened to the Quran al-Kareem, the Na'at Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Madine jane walo, jao jao fi amanillah. Madine jane walo, jao jao fi amanillah. Kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein. Na ho mayus deewano, pukare jao tum unko. Na ho mayus deewano, pukare jao tum unko. Bulayenge tumhe bhi ek din sarvar Madine mein. Sarvar Madine mein. Sochta main wo ghadi, kya jab ghadi ho. सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी, क्या जब घड़ी होगी,
जब दरे नबी पर हम सबकी हाजरी होगी, जब दरे नबी पर हम सब की हाजरी होगी, सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी, क्या जब घड़ी होगी,
आरजू है सीने में घर बने मदीने में, आरज़ू है सीने में घर बने मदीने में,
हो करम जो बंदे पर बंदा परवरी होगी, हो करम जो बंदे पर बंदा परवरी होगी,
बंदा परवरी हो,
सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी, क्या जब घड़ी होगी, जब दरे नबी पर हम सबकी हाजरी होगी,
बात क्या है बादे सबा इतनी क्यों मुआतर है, बात क्या है बादे सबा इतनी क्यों मुआतर है,
सब्ज सब्ज गुंबद को चूम कर चली होगी, सब्ज सब्ज गुंबद को चूम कर चली होगी, सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी, क्या जब घड़ी होगी,
جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو اے میرے آقا میں آؤں آپ کے در پر کرم ہو اے میرے آقا
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And viewers of Mandani channel, Alhamdulillah, عز وجل, you are watching Rise and Shine. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shwazbi, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. How are yourself?
Brilliant, alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Barakallah for joining us this morning, mashaAllah. The question is, so this is a question to you, and this is what our topic is. MashaAllah. What now?
Now's the reflection time. What did you miss? Did you read the Quran? No, it doesn't matter. If, as they say, let bygones be bygones. Hmm. Yeah, move forward, learn from that. I didn't spend any time. Now start to read the Quran. I make the intention here. Inshallah, azawajal, I'm going to read one para every single day.
MashaAllah.
Yeah. So try to spend most of your time in love with the Quran. Don't forget to have a target. Yeah. I think the Quran should be our priority. Hmm. As a Muslim, the Quran should be my priority. And number two, that was the main target, to become pious. How far did we get towards that? And inshallah, just sit back, reflect, and just think to yourself, where did I miss out? And start to perform it now. And inshallah, it'll be brilliant for you.
Inshallah, easily said, isn't it, Hafsa?
Yeah. No. Easily done as well, to be honest with you. I'm telling you, it's right. Easily done. When this is made, Amir al-Sunnah normally says, when you make your mind, Allah Ta'ala will make it easier for you.
Allahu Akbar. But it's well, not for everybody, it's not so easy, is it?
Minority might not be easy, but that minority, maybe not even be watching the chat TV.
You see, Hafiz Sahab, there'll be different types of people out there. There would be, yes, some who are, you know, a Hafiz themselves, and they'll be able to read it within 20 minutes too. There will be other people who, they don't even know how to read the Quran yet, and they'll have to start from the beginning.
You know, they'll have to first learn the Alif, the Ba, or is it the Bete?
Alif Ba Ta Tha. I hope they don't read Alif Bete.
Well, what's the difference, by the way?
Alif Bete is majhool, isn't it? It's Urdu lehja. Alif Ba Ta is the ma'roof lehja, ma'roof tariqa, the Arabic way of reading. It's like, for example, if you're, the Quran is in Arabic, so read it in Arabic. You know, it's like, you know, have you ever seen a Frenchman speak in English? You know, they use a lot of French accents, but they speak English in the same way with Asia, Pakistan, India. They'll be speaking English, but they'll have the Indian accent. Or vice versa, if we speak Urdu and we're using English words quite a lot, and then Tusana ke hal hai, so that's like in English, yeah. So there's going to be a difference, no doubt, yeah. But the Quran is in Arabic. Learn in Arabic. And Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, Dawat-e-Islami's department, one of the 12 Madani works, is Madrasatul Madina Balighan. It is online. I think it's about £20-25 a month that Dawat-e-Islami charges. You can sit at home, learn the Quran. Or, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, we have it in the UK, where for just for 15 minutes, it's up to you how many days you want, 15 minutes, Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters as well, inshallah, they'll teach you the Quran free of charge.
Oh, wow. Mashallah. Brilliant. My dear viewers, inshallah, Dawat-e-Islami, one of the many departments, is the Madrasatul Madina, mashallah, as Hafsab has pointed out. Please do try to enroll. Please do try to join.
I certainly changed my daily routine where I gave more time because there was nothing to do at home, but you give more time.
By the way, Hafiz, what was your rough
schedule? My rough routine, it was a rough routine, I'm telling you. But Alhamdulillah, I enjoyed it. I would wake up in the morning, and during the day, when I was here in Rise and Shine, I spent a lot of time in the head office preparing for Darul Madina nursery and primary school. We're doing a lot of, as they say, backstage work on that as well, working with the Nigrani Khalid Bey, mashallah. And also, we were doing social media posts. We were getting them ready. You know, we had the Surat Mulk challenge. You know, a lot of people, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, you know, liked the idea of Surat Mulk challenge.
Now, one person has given salam, wa alaikum salam, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you recommend which app we can download to read the Quran on our phones?
MashaAllah. There's an app on Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillah, it's called Al-Quran. If you just type Quran, Dawat-e-Islami, and you'll get the app. Just download it. MashaAllah, you've got the option of 4 Qaris reciting the Quran, so you can download it as well. You can listen to it as well. You can have a bookmark on it as well. And you can have a choice of surahs or the para as well. It's a beautiful app.
They call Al-Quran Al-Kareem.
Yes, Al-Quran Al-Kareem.
MashaAllah, brilliant.
So if you know, you have that play button, you can have read or play. So if you have the play button, you'll download it and you can... So it says here download. So you'll download the whole para and you've got the options of 4 qaris, 4 different qurras that they will read.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
That is the qari sahab reading.
Wow.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
And you know, subhanallah, Shabazz bhai, basically you're on a transport where obviously Allah Ta'ala is the one who's got the control.
Yes.
Anything people might be thinking, well, there's no obstacles. Yeah, a lot of accidents happen when your tire bursts, when you go to sleep sometime when you're tired. Yeah, or maybe a lot of accidents happen when it's not your fault. Someone might come into you, yes. Something can happen.
We always, many times,
you know, astaghfirullah. Just imagine if you're driving and, you know, you're listening to songs and something like that happens. It's not your fault, but you are injured or mazallah killed as well. You know, just imagine if you're listening to songs, what kind of a death do you want? But alhamdulillah, I've made my intention now. I've actually started listening to Darul Iftah Ahle Sunnah. Yesterday, as I was driving from, we went to Glasgow, alhamdulillah, we had a jadwal, stayed over there. And I was from Blackburn to home. I listened to that. It's a 45-minute episode. But alhamdulillah, it took me about an hour. Lekin there were so many rulings of Sharia that I learned that I did not know. Listening to Darul Iftah Ahle Sunnah. It's easy, YouTube. Go on there, just type in Darul Iftah Dawat-e-Islami. It'll come up, click it, and just put it on automatically. That once one finishes, the next one comes on. That's a knowledge for you.
Is there a series to it?
Yeah, there's loads of... I think we're on the 1400th episode. So if I say 1400 episodes times 45, you got 63,000 minutes of Islamic knowledge there that you can listen to. Why listen? You know, or if you want... download the Quran, one para, and start. You see, and obviously you're gonna plan your journey, aren't you? Today I'm gonna drive to London. I've got a 2-hour journey. I can listen to the whole Quran. Download the first para. Jao Quran, suno, roo Allah, you know, cry in the fear of Allah. I'm telling you, you know, your heart will be cleansed.
MashaAllah. Let's go to our break. Yeah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's go to our daily reminder. By break, this is what I'm referring to. The daily reminder, inshallah, then we shall return to our topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
News of Madani Channel, this is a beautiful ayah of Quran. Such a beautiful glad tiding for the believers. It is about the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and a great hope for the believers. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Quran, say you, O beloved, O my slaves, all Muslims are truly the slaves of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who have committed excess against their own souls by committing sins, do not lose hope in Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, He only is the oft forgiving, the most merciful. So, respected viewers of Madani Channel, you should never be despair of the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We should never be hopeless from the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No matter how many grave sins we have done, we should still come back to the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Seek forgiveness. He is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is kind, He is compassionate, He is merciful. He will forgive our sins, inshaAllah azza wa jal. And this is the message from Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Hafiz Saab, our topic, you know, what now? Yes, one thing is the Quran, and this is amongst the most important, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's no doubt about it. The Quran al-Kareem, it is sent as hudan, as a guidance for all of the people. We all need guidance, and alhamdulillah, the Quran is something, yes, we must hold fast to, inshallah, azza wa jal. Other than the Quran, Hafiz Saab, you know, what are the tips do you have to be able to, you know, remain steadfast on all the things we have been doing?
I think one of the most important things is, this is my own personal opinion, is fear of Allah is something that if we have, we can keep away from a lot of sins. Try to build that fear of Allah. And how you are going to build the fear of Allah? You know, Amir al-Sunnah, even on his own desk as well, he's got a sticker and he says, beware, Allah is always watching. Yeah. So when you have this conscience that Allah is watching, no doubt Allah is watching, then a person can keep away from sins. Look, we're all humans. The shaitan, it doesn't mean that, you know, we're really, really pious. The shaitan doesn't come to us. Shaitan does come to us. He whispers us. And sometimes, you know, he does take you to the corner and gives you a few punches. But we need to fight back with the shaitan. And the only way is that if you have this conscience that Allah Ta'ala is watching you, inshallah, as well, you'll be keeping away from a lot of sins as well. And this is the first and most important thing. A lot of things will come in there. Children are our future. And we need to, spend a lot of time, you know, as family members, parents, please spend time with your children. They need your love and they need your attention.
MashaAllah. Hafiz Saab, you do recite kalams, don't you? MashaAllah. You recite Naat Sharif and you recite live on TV too. And this has been a request.
MashaAllah.
So, what do you think?
Which kalam do you want me to write? Recite any.
Are you going to write one too for us? Brilliant.
Recite. I'll recite
one. What's your favorite kalam?
I love Madani Madine Wale. Oh, Bulalo Pir Mujah, have you heard of that many times? Well, have you heard it from my blessed mouth?
Yeah, come on, let's listen to it.
Okay, I'll read a few poems, inshallah.
Bulalo Pir Mujah Shahe Baharo Bar Madine Me Me Pir Rota Hua تیرے در پر مدینے میں مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جا گا بستر مدینے میں مدینہ میرا سینہ ہو میرا سینہ مدینہ ہو مدینہ دل کے اندر ہو دل بزتر مدینے میں بلا لو پھر مجھے شاہ بہارو بر مدینے میں
ماشاءاللہ.
I love reciting نعت پاک. You know, when I was not even in the ماحول and I was in Pakistan and I was walking past, you know, in the bazaar, I was walking past this shop and this person, he had a kalam, mashallah, it was a very famous Nat Khan, and I was listening to that kalam. That was at the time, I think I was about 13 years old. And I loved that kalam and I thought, you know, I wish I could learn it. So what I did was, alhamdulillah, because I was doing hifaz, it made it easier for me to learn the Urdu language as well. So I came home, I bought that cassette, it was a cassette player at that time. I bought that cassette, came home, and I sit down and I started writing that kalam. And I learned that as well. And the kalam was,
رحمت کا ہے دروازہ کھلا مانگ ارے مانگ.
Now I don't remember the next. I used to love that kalam. I used to be at home, full blast. Pure ground ki awaz jaani si. And mashallah, I used to love it, alhamdulillah. And from there on, I started you know, reading the kanat.
You're multi-talented, aren't you, mashallah? Why is it that you don't do?
Ji?
I said, mashallah, you're multi-talented. You recite the Quran al-Kareem. You recite Naat Sharif too. You do bayans too.
You know, I'm not blowing my own trumpet. Obviously, it's the Madani Mahol ki barakat hai. Or else, who are we? As they say, when a Murshid's hand is on your head, inshallah, you'll be flying high. So, you know, alhamdulillah, I came, you know, when I was newly coming into the Mahol. This was back in late 1999. And we used to have Liji Green Masjid, yeah, Tablighul Islam. We used to have our weekly ijtima there in Bradford on a Saturday. I used to love coming there. And this was probably the third or the fourth week that I came to the ijtima. And because the Nigran Sahib at that time, mashallah, he knew that I was a Hafiz. So he goes, why don't you do Tilawat? And I goes, fine. Now, I had that jazba to do bayans as well. You know, there was no books or anything like that. So I used to start, you know, with my Imam Sahib in our masjid. I used to sit down with him and he used to talk in Urdu and I used to write in English. You know, just prepare a little bayan. And that day, when we went to the ijtima, the person who was doing the tilawat, he was a bit late. I did the tilawat. The person who was going to read the naat came a bit late. I did the naat as well. I did the English bayan. I did the dua. I did the whole ijtima myself. And I felt so proud of myself that Allah Ta'ala has given me the opportunity. Obviously, you know, alhamdulillah, we shouldn't have that pride inside of Kamarendra. Who are we to say that? Allah Ta'ala has given that talent.
Hafiz Sahab, we are going to move to the daily hadith sharif.
Mashallah.
And then inshallah, you know, we need to go to our second topic. So we did speak about Quran and then he spoke about, after the Quran al-Kareem.
Fear Allah.
A fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers, inshallah, we shall continue. Let's move to the hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today we will be listening to a hadith which relates to the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, one day I helped the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make wudu. Pleased. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, Rabi'a, ask, you will be given for what you ask for. I replied, I ask you to keep me company in heaven. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further asked, anything else? I replied, just this. In other words, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after seeking your closeness in Jannatul Firdaus, what is left in this world and the hereafter for me to ask for? After Sayyidina Rabi'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked for the closeness of the beloved and blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus and declined to ask for anything else, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then help me by prostrating abundantly. In other words, we have granted you heaven, now keep offering nafl salah abundantly as gratitude. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this blessed hadith has refreshed our faith. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, the word ask uttered by the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any restriction and limitation shows that he has complete authority given to him by Allah Azza wa Jal. He can give whatever and to whomever he wants. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم سبحان الله. Nevertheless, Hafsa, what now? You know, we spoke about the glorious Quran. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely important. This is, I think, fear is in a way inclusive to everything, isn't it? When you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you read the Quran. When you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you read your salah. When you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you refrain from sins. The essence, the going down to it, is actually fear of Allah Ta'ala, isn't it?
You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his seerah as well, you know, his message was, you know, to the people that, oh people, fear Allah, fear Allah. And with so many hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll see that, you read the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is talking about fearing him. Now, this fear, it doesn't mean that, you know, we are always scared from Allah. This fear is also translated as love for Allah. This is what I think as well. When you fear Allah, it's not always out of punishment. You know, we have a haya as well, don't you? So don't commit this sin, have that haya for Allah. But we translate it normally as fear of Allah. There are so many people who I've, alhamdulillah, come across here. This is the most important. There's a saying from the scholars, two things will take you to paradise, fear of Allah and good character. Yeah. Now, you can only have a good character when you fear Allah. When you're doing a business with someone and you don't want to cheat, you don't want to fraud anyone, the fear of Allah in the back of your mind will not let you do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, alhamdulillah, this encompasses all other things.
How can you develop fear of Allah Ta'ala?
Well, number one is read the Quran. Yeah. Number two is know that Allah Ta'ala is watching you. Mm. Yeah. And the other thing is always try reminding yourself. When you read the Quran is a reminder. Yeah, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to read the Quran. The Quran will remind you that this is the kalam of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is watching over me.
We read the Quran, we don't understand the Quran.
That's not the translation of the verse I've read, but I've just mentioned that Allah Ta'ala is watching over you.
We read the Quran, but we don't understand the Quran, Hafsa. So how can the Quran...
Dawat Islami has made it easier for us. If you are in Urdu, there's Siratul
Jinn. What does that mean? If you are in Urdu,
if you are in the
sense?
Urdu mode, yeah. So if you understand and read Urdu, we have Siratul Jinnan in audio and book format as well. Yeah. Now, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has translated Kanzul Iman and Kanzul Irfan as well. Kanzul Irfan is Mufti Qasim Saab translation of the Quran.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. So, mashallah, that is also dealing with people in prison. Alhamdulillah. Jee. That's even in this country.
Jee. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Have you yourself ever been?
I've been to Nottingham. I've been to Leeds. You know, so these are the prisons that we've been, alhamdulillah, where, you know, we've done ijtimaz and etc.
Mashallah. Brilliant, Hafiz Saab. Again, So this Quran al-Kareem, this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we really, really need. What are the tips are there? Just generally, Hafsab. Some people just, okay, now they're feeling a bit lazy. What can they do?
So the thing is, if you fear of Allah, death can come anytime. There's no excuse that, we're not going to say, we're really a bit lazy. You can die any minute. No one knows when you're going to die. What's the excuse going to be? What are you going to say to Allah Ta'ala? I know it's difficult. For me, I'm not perfect as well. But we are always, one of the beautiful things is the mahal of Dawat Islami. When you were sat there yesterday, we were in Glasgow, and one Islami brother, we reached there to Glasgow at 3 a.m. in the morning. Yeah. So the only thing on our mind was the bed. But we don't have beds. We slept in the masjid, alhamdulillah. And at that time, we were just talking generally. And because it was the masjid, they brought some fruit to us. Yeah, before you sleep, just have a bit of fruit because you were traveling. So as soon as we tried to eat, one Islam brother goes, look, we're in the masjid, recite Durood e Pak 12 times at least and make the itikaf intention because it's not allowed to eat. So again, what happens is that Islam brother did our islah, because it's not allowed to eat inside the masjid without the intention of the itikaf. So this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, if you do something wrong, people will be there to rectify yourself. And sometimes if someone comes up to me and say, oh, you're doing this wrong, we might say, who the hell are you? Pehle apne aap ki taak, look at yourself first before you tell me. That's not the case. If he's told you something good, take you on board. Yeah. And alhamdulillah, yesterday when I was sad, I go, subhanallah, jazakallahu khaira, we totally forgot. But, these brothers, he was traveling with us, but again, we remind one another. Apne andar shauk paida karo. Have that love. I want my son to be a Hafiz al-Quran. I don't know how to read the Quran. I want my son to be an Alim al-Din. I don't even know the basics of my fiqh. It doesn't add up. Have that shauk as well. If your son is going to be an Alim, basics, you need to learn them as well. People make many mistakes in their salah. What is the best way? You're going to ask me, what's the best way for learning these? Yeah. If you don't ask me, I've just told you to ask me that. Yeah. So what happens is, travel on the Madani Kafir of Dawat Islami when they open and attend the weekly ishtimas they have opened.
So do you learn the Ahadith Sharif when you go?
Alhamdulillah. When you listen to the Bayan, the Muballigh mentions many Ahadith Pak. And if you want it one-to-one, after the ijtima, you have study circles. And that's what we are trying to do as well. Even one little hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ إِنَّمَا You know one hadith. You've been to the ijtima. You've learned a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Restaurant bhi khuli gaya. Utha na jaya khuda ne bandiyo. Paisa kharcho se ijtima cha cho mufta hai. This is langari kwalsa. English viewers might be thinking, what is this you said? Yeah. Well, I'll translate it to you. Don't try spending your money and time and effort in a restaurant. Come to the weekly ijtima as well.
Hafsab, we have 2 minutes left. Firstly, jazakallahu khaira for giving us time, Hafsab. Any just last points, last messages?
I think the one last message is that, a lot of people sometimes they think that they get away with it by saying, I didn't get time, I was a bit too lazy. Don't try to use these excuses. We've used them so many times. They're not going to help you on the day of judgment. They're not going to help you even in this world. Just imagine if you are working for someone, yeah, and you turn up and you say, oh, I couldn't wake up early today. That guy's going to probably say, okay, don't make sure you don't, it doesn't happen next time. But if you do it again, he's probably going to sack you, isn't he? Because I certainly would not want someone to work for me who's not on time. I love to go on time as well myself. But the thing is, these excuses, they don't work in the dunya. Do you think that they will work with Allah Ta'ala? And you said, yeah, even the ulama, they say, you cannot say that I didn't know this mas'ala. I made guna kitab, me the mas'ala pati kunsi. We've heard that there's two punishments. One for not knowing it, if it's a basic thing, and the other is for committing that sin.
Gee, if something is a sin, my dear viewers, and depending on the level of those things which are necessary, we also must learn about those things. For example, salah is fard, it's obligatory. We also must learn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah ta'ala keep you forever happy. Please do try to watch, tune in to Rise and Shine each and every single morning. That's all for now, my dear viewers. Continue to recite salawat upon the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, azza wa jal. That's all for now. We shall be returning for more Rise and Shine. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah.
by the grace of Allah.
Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.